What do Magic Johnson, a Filipino Olympian, and a New Jersey teenager have in common? Meet Dylan Harper.
Hey, it's Vixie Steele, feeling fierce and ready to spill some truths today. Buckle up, folks.
All right, let's get into it.
Dylan Robert Harper, born March 2006 in Englewood, New Jersey, raised in Franklin Lakes. And before half of you had your morning coffee, this kid was already dropping grown man numbers at Don Bosco Prep. Sophomore year, 15.2 a game. Junior year, he explodes to 24.9 with 6 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals, NJ.com Player of the Year. Senior season, leads the Ironmen to 29-3 and a non-public A state title. That's not fluff, that's production. And in between, he's with the New York Renaissance on the AAU circuit, going at every 5-star in the country. No hiding, no cherry-picking. Listen, that's how you sharpen steel. Then he hits international waters with Team USA at the 2023 FIBA Under-19. He averaged 9.3 points and 4.6 rebounds on a roster stacked with guys who all want the ball. Fourth place finish. Yeah, not a parade, but you learn a different rhythm there. FIBA pace, shorter clock, weird angles. For real, that's grown-up basketball without training wheels. Fast forward to December 2023. He commits to Rutgers. Not Duke, not Kansas, not Indiana or Auburn. Rutgers. Highest rated commit in program history. Follows his brother's footsteps, sure, but carves his own lane. I swear, that move told me everything. He's not chasing the easy cosign. He wants the damn ball, wants the smoke, wants to put Piscataway on the map. And guess what? He did. As a freshman at Rutgers, he averages 19.4 points, 4.6 boards, 4 assists, 1.4 steals. Third team All Big Ten and All Freshman team. Yeah, no, that's not hype. That's a controller set to All Madden. After one season, he declared for the draft in March 2025. In June 2025, the Spurs took him second overall. San Antonio, a franchise that actually develops humans, not just highlights. By July 2025, the pen hits paper. In October 2025, in his first game, he had 15 points off the bench in a blowout of Dallas. Hello. By spring, he had a 24-point night against Indiana, and when the dust settled, he made the all-rookie first team. That's what I'm talking about. Then in the playoffs, April 2026, Game 3 versus Portland, Harper drops 27 points and 10 rebounds, while Stephon Castle hits 33. They became the only duo 21 or younger to each score 25 or more in a playoff game since Durant and Westbrook. Read that again, mate. That is not normal. Then in May 2026, Western Conference Finals, Game 1 versus the Thunder. In a double overtime win, Harper posted 24 points, 11 rebounds, 6 assists, and a Spurs playoff record 7 steals. 7. He's only the second rookie in NBA history with at least 20, 10, 5, and 5 in a playoff game. The other is Magic Johnson. You hear those names? Magic, Durant, Westbrook. That's the orbit he crashed into as a rookie. Bloody hell. Let's talk family, because pedigree matters, and so does the grind. Dad is Ron Harper, 15 years in the league, 5 rings. That's film sessions at the dinner table and defence as a love language. Mum, Maria Pizarro, a Filipina from Bataan, played at the University of New Orleans in the 90s, coached girls at DePaul Catholic, then sat on the Don Bosco boys bench as an assistant and coached both her sons. That is rare air. And the maternal grandfather was a 1968 Olympian in Basque Pelota. I mean, who the hell else in the NBA has that on the family tree? Brother Ron Harper Jr. ran through Rutgers too, now with the Boston Celtics. This isn't a one-off. This is a basketball culture with receipts. All right, controversial question time. Was Dylan Harper truly the number one recruit in his class? Or was it just ESPN pumping his name? Look, rankings bounce around.
Services update on their own clocks. They argue over wingspans and zip codes. ESPN had him number one in summer 2023. Some folks had him a hair lower. Honestly, who cares? Here's what matters. 1. He led Don Bosco to a state championship while taking everybody's best shot. 2. He cooked at Rutgers as a freshman. Top option, no training wheels, all Big Ten nods. 3. He hit the NBA and made an all-rookie team while putting up historic playoff lines. That is the test. That is the scoreboard. If you still think it was hype, tell me who did more under that much pressure that fast. I'll wait.
Drop your takes. If you disagree, come correct in the comments. Bring numbers, not vibes. And to be fair, I'll hear you out. But if your argument starts with, I saw a mixtape once, I'm hitting skip, mate. Speaking of watching kids in gyms, personal story. Years back, I wander into this random high school gym thinking I'll watch 20 minutes and bail for greasy fries. Some under-the-radar guard walks out, not even listed on recruiting boards. Kid controls tempo like a symphony, talks on defence, hits the pocket pass, then drills a pull-up three after getting blitzed. Crowd's half asleep, I'm on my feet like an idiot, yelling, "Box the bloody shooter!" By the fourth quarter, he's the only adult in the room. No cameras, no scouts that I could see, just the leader. That's the vibe I get with Dylan. He's got that steering wheel in his hands. When the game gets wobbly, he's the one who tightens the bolts. That doesn't show up in star ratings. It shows up when it's 98-98 and the ball finds you whether you like it or not. Listen, recruiting rankings can be a clown car. Grown adults arguing online about teenagers' wingspans while the kids carry the weight of 1,000 hot takes. Jesus Christ, let them breathe. But if you do get that crown, you better wear it and work. Harper did. He didn't run from expectations, he stomped them flat. And for anyone still pretending Rutgers was a bad choice, miss me with that. He turned down the polished halls and still made the league eat his dust. That's the good shit right there. Final word, Dylan Harper is proof that if you've got game, it travels. From Englewood to Franklin Lakes to Don Bosco to Piscataway to San Antonio, it travelled. Through AAU dogfights, U19 scrums, Big Ten bruises, and then double overtime in the Western Conference Finals, it travelled. If that doesn't shut up the cynics, I don't know what will. And if you're one of those gatekeepers making kids feel like their future hangs on some star count, I've had it with this fucking nonsense. Do better. Or get the fuck out of the way. And that's today's dose of reality. Come back tomorrow for more. You won't want to miss it.